Hey, just dropping by to drop off these books I borrowed. I finished the last one. No, I didn't need to drop them off right now. I was on my way to the store, and I thought I'd just stop. You know, kill two birds. Okay, fine. I'm a terrible fucking liar. Will you let me in now? Well, if you answered your text or email, I... Actually, you know what? Honestly, even if you did answer them, I'd still drop by unannounced using a flimsy excuse, but I wouldn't be as worried. Alright, good. Let's just, let's sit on the couch, okay? Something is definitely fucking wrong. I've never seen you this quiet. I mean, I know you can be shy, and that's kind of adorable, but we've known each other for years. No, it's not fine. It's the opposite. So what is it? What is it really? You got a text? Can I read it? Oh my god. Oh my god. That is not okay. Yes, I hugged you. Why are you so surprised? Well, yeah, I don't hug a lot, but it's you, and this is fucked. Yeah, getting dumped by a text is pretty fucking shitty. And sending a nearly nude selfie with the person she's leaving you for, that's awful. You must be thinking of some other friend, because you know that I wouldn't let you be alone right now. I shouldn't, anyway. Wait. You're telling me, because your girlfriend, who dumped you in the most tasteless way, would have told you to man up and deal with it, I have to leave you around with your shitty thoughts? No. You heard me, no. First of all, I never approved of your decision to go exclusive with her. She didn't really want to be involved with you beyond what you could do for her. Yes, I had veto power, but I was not consulted. It's in the best friend constitution. Read it. I feel that my rights were ignored, infringed upon even. In your haste to get laid. Well, it's good to hear you laugh, at least. Normally, you would have made me laugh multiple times with your fucking lamest dad jokes, but I guess now it's my turn. Where was I? Oh, right. Second of all, once she said that shit to you about manning up, you should have called me. So I can knock some sense into her, obviously. Fucking gendered bullshit. You would never do it, so it falls upon the best friend. And thirdly, she's like the worst example of how to be a girlfriend. Specifically, she's the worst example of how to be your girlfriend. Well, yeah, I know you. I know exactly what you need in this situation. A smack upside the head. Figuratively this time. Yeah, see, I would have seen that look in the eye you get when you get all stoic. And also the way you purse your lips? Yes, that, exactly. That tells me you're extremely sad. And what you need is hugs. And probably sex. Please. Sex is like the most obvious solution. It will relax you and make you feel loved. And you'd be more ready to talk about this awful shit. Damn it. I wish you'd call me sooner. Like when she started treating you badly. I know it would have pissed her off. That would have been a nice side benefit. Do I sound jealous? Yeah, I guess I am, a bit. I get protective about my friends. I try not to be a creep about it, but yeah, when some fucking asshole decides that my best friend should hang out with me, I get a little fucking pissy. No, I'm sure she didn't say anything like that to you. Nobody's that dumb. But you sure did have to cancel on me a lot once you started seeing her, huh? Yeah, she was coincidentally sick on all the nights we were supposed to play games or watch nerd shit together. Don't blame you for missing it. You were blinded by the pussy. Sorry. What I meant to say was that you were still in the infatuation phase. You were only with her for like 3 months, but fuck, did you guys move fast. I know. And I'm sorry for dragging you about this. It just made me have a regret, and I'm not really going to be able to move past it unless I get it off my fucking chest. Is that okay? So, I realized how she felt about me pretty early. And I was worried she would treat you badly, and she did. So I let you down. What could I have done? Huh. Yeah, it's true that it's hard to convince someone who's infatuated that their lover isn't good for them. But I think I probably would have done this. Yeah, see? That startled expression tells me that it probably would have worked. And also that other stuff going on in your pants right now. No. Don't you ever think that? I don't care what just happened. I'd never, ever kiss you out of pity. I don't kiss people that I don't feel for. I've thought about it a lot. Especially once I stop seeing you around. I'm glad that it's taken your mind off things. I could have done so much more. Like more of this. Yeah. I've been working up the courage to do that. Fuck. I'm such a coward. So, yeah. I like you a whole lot. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm so bad at this. I love you. Like, actual love. Yeah. I am confessing my goddamn feelings for you. You're supposed to say some Jane Austen shit. Tell me to fuck off or something. I don't do this shit. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure bursting out laughing is not the appropriate response, dick. What do you mean? Only I could swear that much during a romantic declaration. I don't fucking swear that much. Mm. See, this is distracting. No, wait. Yeah, I don't want to stop either, but I need you to understand that even if you just want sex, if this love thing is one-sided, I'm still not abandoning you. I'm really, truly your friend, okay? I guess I didn't expect to hear I love you back. I didn't prepare for that. No, I did not fucking giggle. I just, you know what? Shut up. No, it's okay. Everything is, wow, better than okay. I kind of want to prove that this is about you, not just getting your dick in me. Oh yeah, I do want to jump all over that cock. Not tonight. I know I can be a little bossy. Again with the inappropriate laughter. Look, I just want to suck your cock. I want to fucking swallow your cum, okay? I want to make you feel really good, and then I fall asleep with you and hold you if you gotta cry and make you breakfast. You know, girlfriend shit. Why don't we take this to the bedroom? Come on, it's not like I don't know the way. Go ahead and take off your clothes. Lie down. It's not a request. Don't worry. I'm taking mine off too. I just want to get you in a place where you can relax and let me take care of you. You have no idea how often I've thought about your cock in my mouth. It'll be shameful. If I had any shame. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I like it like this. All exposed and vulnerable and sexy. I've always loved your body. Why, thank you. I thought I might be a bit too flat up top for you. Glad to know you appreciate them. I'm going to want your hands all over them pretty soon. But in the meantime, let me just see what I can do with this delicious cock. Tastes so good. So right. I kind of love doing this in general, but there's something about blowing someone you love. I can finally say it. A romantic blowjob. Yeah. That's what I want this to be. I want you to know that I'm yours. I probably shouldn't say this, but I really have trouble saying no to you. Yeah. When we're drunk, I used to make a lot of jokes about blowing you. I wanted you to say anything like you wanted me. I would have been yours without having to say anything. And, well, and if you didn't want me after, I guess I could have just pretended that I didn't remember. Yeah. Pathetic, huh? Fuck. When you say that you always want me, this is why I always say yes to you. I hope that was good enough. Is there anything else you want me to do? I guess I'm really yours. And fuck, do I want to make you mine. But that can wait. Oh, hey. Hey, what are you getting out of that drawer? Holy shit. Is that a strap-on? Fuck. Did your asshole ex make you take that? If she pressured you into doing something you didn't want to do, I swear to God, I'll throw her off the fucking roof. Oh. It was your idea? Do you want me to fuck you? If I want. Jesus fucking Christ, that's literally so fucking hot. I'll be gentle and take care of you. You can always trust me, okay? Good. Are you getting hard again? You must have thought about me doing this before. Did you? Oh. Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Roll over and get on all fours while I put this on. All right, let me lube this up. All right, let me just a sec. Okay. Great. Are you still okay with this? I don't want to do anything you're uncomfortable with. Fuck. Hearing you ask me to fuck you like that does something to me. Be careful, okay? Or I might not be able to be gentle. I'm putting it in now, okay? I'll go really, really slow. I promise. Okay. Okay, halfway there. You're doing great. Oh my God, this is so hot. Almost there. Just relax, okay? I don't want to hurt you. I won't ever hurt you. I'm so wet right now. You wouldn't fucking believe it. Oh God. You took all of it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you are mine now. Oh my God. You look so beautiful right now. Like this. If you aren't careful, you're gonna make me come after all. I'm gonna start moving now. It's okay to tell me to stop. No matter how excited I get, it's always okay to tell me to stop. Uh. That's my good boy. That's my good boy. Do you like hearing me say that? I heard you moan. It really got me going. You really are my good boy. You're taking my cock so well. Oh, fuck. You're so hot like this. Please. Please. Keep pushing back like that. Oh, you really... You really love it, don't you? Oh, fuck. You really are a good boy for me. You like that? Do you? I'll help with my hand, okay? Oh, fuck. This is so fucking hot. I love you too. I love you too, baby. I won't ever let you go, okay? Come with me. Come for me. You're my... You're my good boy. You're my good boy. And... I want you to come with me. Please. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, like that. Like that, baby. Oh my God. If I'd known this, I would have confessed years ago. Wait, I'm gonna pull out now, okay? Gently, slow. Yeah, let me get this off. Can I hold you now? Yeah. I want you to hold me too. What? Sometimes I like being Little Spoon, okay? Everyone likes being Little Spoon. It's safe. You're safe. Yeah. I love you too. I love you so goddamn much. I'm so happy, I don't even... God, just shut the fuck up about that already. You really are going to be so insufferable about this. But only you can make me feel safe enough to laugh like that. Really? The best orgasm of your life? Well, okay then. All is forgiven. And giggles will continue. Are you okay with me spending the night? Good. I love you too. Sleep well, okay? Tomorrow we can talk about anything. Anything you want.